And recently I've been reflecting, over the years I've reflected a lot on my own ordination. Something went on there. It was hugely significant for me. It really was a kind of starting point. But I've been reflecting because it's not a thing. In a sense, nothing was done and nothing was received, in a sense. I don't mean by that that there wasn't the tremendous significance there, but it wasn't a thing in the way we think about this as a thing. What there was, in fact, was a whole network, a nexus of conditions, wonderful conditions. There was my own particular mood. I felt very devotional, very receptive. There was my aspiration, so I was very open. Then there was Sangharakshita's presence. He himself was fully present in the ordination ceremony. And I was reflecting that one of the reasons why it was so sort of strong, if you like, why it was so vivid for me, was because not only did I have an aspiration to live the Dharma life, but the man who I had immense respect and indeed reverence for took that aspiration completely seriously. He witnessed that aspiration. He said, this is real. This is not a game. This is something you can take fully seriously. And then there were all sorts of other things. The retreat, the other people on the retreat, the meditations, the rituals, and all the things that had gone in my life to lead up to that moment, and all the things going on in the Dharma to bring me to that moment. But no Dharma, no thing to get hold of. So there was a kind of sparking off, if you like. But then there should have been a moving on, an unfolding. So it's not a case of having again. The moment's past. It's to be unfolded. It needs to be an unfolding, not a trying to have again. So again, even in relation to the transmission of the Dharma, to use that sort of language, which I think is a bit problematic, we're looking to develop, move towards it. It's the appreciative mode, not the appropriating mode. The Dharma will be transmitted quite powerfully sometimes, providing we're all in the appreciative mode, not the appropriating mode, not trying to get something, have something. So this passage, I think, might be seen as pointing to a sitting loose to the whole business of the transmission of the Dharma, a sitting loose to Kalyana Mitrata, to spiritual friendship, a sitting loose to any of these kind of major turning points in our spiritual life. Maybe this retreat for you has been quite vivid and rich, but it's not a thing. It's not something that you can grip hold of and grasp onto. It's part of our faring on in the Dharma, our Dharmacharya, our Bodhicharya. And, sort of noting how difficult it is, when I think of yesterday, I find it very hard to, we wonder if it's happened. So, this retreat, this event on the Diamond Sutra isn't a thing.